The big swearing in, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is no longer the Prime Minister designate. He's the Prime Minister for reals. And I think it's interesting that the thing that's gone viral about that was just three simple words when a reporter asked, why is it important to have gender equality in your cabinet? And all he said was, because 2015.
Yeah, mic drop.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
Question answered.
Mm-hmm. There was a big discussion about meritocracy and how cabinet ministers should be appointed based on merit. I think he's done a bit of both, gender equality and merit-based. I mean, you've got a minister of science who was actually like a scientist. You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. The minister of defense who actually served in the military.
He had a lot of diversity and skills to choose from to make a cabinet, and you make priorities. Like, everything that was written and talked about and debated and speculated about was all speculation beforehand. It was up to him to set his cabinet, and I think he nailed it on a number of fronts. The only comments I've seen is how well this looks for the country. I mean, we have an Indigenous Aboriginal woman as Minister of Justice at a time when dealing with missing and murdered Indigenous women is a huge issue. And so many other things.
Yeah, I mean, the first order of business, there's a big climate change conference in Paris in November, and there's going to be a committee chaired by Stéphane Dion, who's the Foreign Affairs Minister. We've also got a brand new Environment Minister.
Environment and Climate Change Minister.
That's right, with a new title, too. It looks like the guy who ran for the Liberal Party here in the Bow Valley, Marlo Reynolds. From what I heard, the Liberal Party was really impressed with the campaign, even though he didn't actually win in this riding. And apparently with his credentials, because he posted on Facebook a few days ago, our family's leaving the Bow Valley, we're moving to Ottawa, we'll be back, but I've got this great new job with the government. Do you have any insights as to what that new job might be?
I have the scoop, Rob.
Okay.
He has been appointed the Chief of Staff for the Minister of Environment.
Wow, that's a huge position.
That is a very important role, and I think reflects his experience being director of the Pembina Institute, for one, working on renewable energies in the private sector. And I think that we can only benefit in this riding from him having a greater understanding of the national parks and the issues facing national parks in Canada, especially Banff, Lake Louise, Yoho, and Kootenay, right here in our backyard, because that's what he was hearing from us.
Yeah.
He knocked on our doors, he asked us what concerned us, and environment and climate change was up there. And this is a really great opportunity for someone from the Bow Valley to make a huge difference in government.
Yeah, I think it's cool that there's a local guy in a position like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, more power than our incumbent has. But
congratulations to Marlo Reynolds. We'll just leave it at that.